There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. Live Weekend.
Yeah, and we're on to Saturday with Live Weekend, and time to dig out your Christmas spirit and blow off the cobwebs a little bit, because this weekend is a Reform Christmas party.
Oh, yes, we've got a Christmas market. We've got Lee on the line. Lee, I think this might be the first Christmas market of the year.
We are the first for everything, so it's got to be the way, isn't it?
Hey, so tell me all about it. What's happening this weekend at Reform?
It runs from 12 till 6. We've got over 40 vendors, boutique stalls selling the latest fashion, jewellery, homeware. Some of Dubai's most popular pop-up stores, actually, such as the Toy Box, His Kids, Two Birds. There's quite a lot going on. We have Santa's Grotto, which is exciting. So we've got Santa that'll be down entertaining the children, giving out the presents, gingerbread, decorating, a bit of face painting and that sort of thing.
Lee, I've got a very important question to ask you.
Go on.
Is it the real Santa Claus?
Of course. Oh, he's a good friend of mine.
So glad you said that. Good, because I hate it when people get fakies in, and he doesn't like it either.
No, we're not going to get a fakie. No, definitely not. He's flying over all the way over just for me.
Fantastic.
So it's exciting. We've got a lot of food and some turkey bat, roasted chestnut, your British classics, you know.
What do you say to people who say it's too early to be talking about Christmas?
It's never too early to celebrate Christmas.
What is the best Christmas song, in your opinion?
Coming Home for Christmas, I think. It makes me feel all warm and tingly inside, that one.
We haven't got time to play all this song.
It's a good song, though, isn't it? Can we have the first line?
The first little snifter.
It's coming up now. Coming up. Go on.
Now?
Go on,
now?
Chris. Here
now?
We go.
I'm driving home for Christmas.
That's all we've got time for.
It's wonderful, isn't it? Yeah.
I'm so sorry about that. But that is the Reform Christmas Market happening this Saturday.
Now, with all that food, we're going to need a way of working it off. And we found a fun run happening in a really unique location this Saturday. Now, Patrick Antaki runs Al Maha Desert Resort and joins us on the line. The 10-kilometre Al Maha fun run, Patrick, tell us more.
Starts near the main gate of Al Maha. Goes in, starts on the tarmac road, so lures people into a false sense of security. Then it goes on to the hard sand, and then the last 3 kilometers are in the dunes.
Oh!
So, yes, it's a beautiful run. You're right in the middle of nowhere. You're in the dunes. You see Al Maha from a distance. It's a variety of people, from professionals to families to people who just want to walk those 10 kilometers. So we've got all registration starts at 2 o'clock. The run starts at 3. And at the end, there is a beautiful setup waiting for everybody at the camp. Refreshments and food and music. And it's a lovely atmosphere at the end of the camp.
So, Patrick, what are your top tips for running on sand?
Oh, you should have some good shoes. This year, we've changed the T-shirt, because every runner gets a T-shirt from the hotel. And we've changed a T-shirt to the new materials, you know, the absorbent materials, which runners like to wear. So it's professional stuff. Have a hat. We've got plenty of water, got 1,500 litres of water along the way.
I'm wondering if we're allowed to adapt our shoes. You know how you have snowshoes? Maybe I could put some old, like, I don't know, tennis rackets with a bit of fabric on the bottom of my tennis shoes.
Why not? We could have a prize for the best adaptation.
I wonder if it would help. How much is it to get in, and what time does it start again?
Participation fee is 100 dirhams, and it's all going to the Al Jalila Foundation, so we're helping kids' cancer research. Registration is at 2, and the run starts at 3.
Now, with me adapted shoes, I'm obviously going to win, so I'm interested to know what the prize is that I'll get.
There's all sorts of prizes. There's from the start prize is one night stay in Al Maha, on full board. But there is plenty of prizes from different hotels. There's a lot of good things to be received. Everybody who completes receives a completion certificate.
So I'll see you at the start line.
See you at the start line. That would be fantastic.
I'm not coming. That was just being, you know. I can't run 10 kilometres. I can barely do it in a car.
You need to run. You need to walk.
We'll see. I'm going to send Mark Lloyd along if I can't do it. He's got a new heart now. He's in good order. Ready to go.
Well, thanks for that, Steph. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I thought I'd cut that bit out, actually. Never mind. I've got some live music to tell you about next. Freshly Ground Sounds are back. Izzy on the telephone.
Yeah, it's good to be back. We've taken about 7 months off, which is a pretty long time over the last 4 years, but we're back with a bang.
And tell me what's happening this weekend, Izzy.
So on Saturday, we're going to be taking over a few sections of C3, and we're going to just host a Freshly Festival from about mid-afternoon to sunset. So between buildings 9 and 10. So all you have to do is rock up at the main entrance and follow the music. We've got Under 20s. They're a great band who started at Rock Camp for Girls. We've got Dana and Mo. And it's a big range of acoustic folk, punk rock, even a bit of emo.
Who's one of your favourites that will be performing?
One of my favourites. Well, it's kind of a new guy and he's quite elusive online as well. He's called So Much Heart. And it sounds very Death Cab for Cutie, but with a lot of elements of singer-songwriter like Sufjan Stevens. And I'm quite excited. He's new to the scene, but I feel like he's been playing for a while. We don't even know what he looks like because he animates all his videos.
Oh, wow. So do you know where he's from or anything?
No idea. I know he lives in JLT because his video was filmed in JLT. So that's all we know right now. So I'm looking forward to that set.
And you'll have to turn up at D3 to see what he sounds like. Or hear what he sounds like.
Yeah, sounds good, doesn't it? Now, if Christmas live music and exercise are not your thing, then don't worry. Like magic, we have another alternative for you on Saturday.
Yeah, Nikolai Friedrich is an award-winning illusionist. He's doing two shows on Saturday, and I was lucky enough to catch up with him last night after the show. He told me how he explains to new people like me what he does for a living.
I can decide what kind of impression I want to leave because I've to comfort my mother, I also studied law. So I'm also a lawyer and I'm a mentalist. So if I want to scare people, I say I'm a mentalist. Yeah, and if I want to be taken very seriously and also scare them a bit, I say I'm a lawyer. So I can choose what I tell them. But of course, if I tell people I'm a mentalist, they say, okay, read my mind. That's what they want.
And what's your favourite thing, Nikolai, to do up on stage? Everyone's got a favourite bit of their job.
My favourite part is to see, like, when the eyes of the sceptics in the audience change back into glancing children's eyes. Because some people sit there and they say, okay, let's see. And then if they are amazed at the end and they say, okay, we don't care about how it's done. We just enjoy the sense of wonder and they get a little bit back this childish view of the world. I enjoy this very much because nowadays everything seems logical and we are very science-based. And if you see something like that, it opens up your mind a little bit and you can feel like you're a kid again. So that's what I enjoy most.
Yeah, I think that's what magic does for me as well. Makes me feel a bit like a kid again.
Yeah, that's it.
Now, Nikolai, you're known for your mind reading and influencing thoughts. Have you ever been tempted to use it in situations that you shouldn't, like on the phone to the bank asking for a loan?
It's not as easy as it looks like. Yeah, I can influence people and I can read minds only if I control the situation, like in a communication thing. So I cannot look just somebody straight at the forehead and tell their secret thoughts. So you don't have to be afraid of that. And of course, there are some things you use in daily life, but I never use it for evil. I only use it for good.
You said you've been doing this since you were 4 years old, but how much practice happens behind the scenes nowadays?
Yeah, there's a lot of practice. All the free time I spend practicing. However, the things I perform on a regular basis, they don't require so much practice anymore because if I perform it currently and all the time, it also serves as a training.
Anyway, we can see Nikolai coming up this weekend.
Yeah, two shows. Saturday, Jumeirah Beach Hotel. Tickets between 100 and 300 dirhams. Show times 2:30 and 4:30. Movies next when we come back.
Live weekend.
Well, there's so much going on this weekend in Dubai that we've decided not to cover absolutely everything, but to tell you about some of our favourites. There's a real good mix for families, couples and friends from Thursday through Saturday.
Yeah, starting with Thursday, I hope you've been taking advantage of all the free things that we tell you about on the ticket, saving your coffers, because you're going to need them for this. It's a 3-day super sale that starts today across Dubai. How exciting!
Amazing.
Yeah, 30 to 90% off across 1,500 shops in Dubai, all malls, 23rd to the 25th of November. November it's happening.
Now, Saad Al-Falassi is Executive Director, Retail and Strategic Alliances for Dubai Festivals and Retail Establishment. And he told us that it's really up to the shops to decide on which discount they want to give the customers.
In normal festivals and normal days, those retailers will only be allowed to run sales all the way till 75%. But during these 3 days, we're allowing them an additional window for up to 90%. So depending on the brand that you visit, some of them might have a sale across all the products within their stores, and some of them will have a selected item.
So that's your shopping then for this weekend. Now, live music, of course, the big gig tonight.
Coming now, follow my lead. Mm-hmm. I'm in love with the shape of you.
Yeah, if you haven't already got your tickets, I don't think you're going to be going, though.
No!
Ed Sheeran, he's at the 117 Live Arena.
I don't have my tickets for this, but never mind. Don't worry, I'm sure he'll come back. There is more live music tonight at the Irish Village, though, and this is for free. It's Andrew Strong from The Commitments. He's going to be playing.
Mustang Savage. Guess you better slow than Mustang.
He's definitely got the chops, hasn't he, eh?
Oh, he definitely has got the chops. Mark, can you confirm for us whether that one will be dry?
I don't think it will be.
Okay, good to know. That's at the Irish Village and it's free tonight.
Yeah, Formula One weekend, of course, gets underway tomorrow. It's the last race of the season. They have an app this year to tell you everything that you need to know as well.
Yeah, really, really good, that app. Definitely download it if you are going along to this. But racing aside, there's some big names from the world of music coming. Nick Micklewee is the Director of Sales and Marketing at Yas Marina Circuit. If you haven't heard who's coming.
So we've got Calvin Harris kicking off the weekend on Thursday night.
When I met you in the summer.
J. Cole on Friday night.
Hey, we got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. But is that a good thing? Cause girl, I can't be your man. No man, I know what's
on. Got Mumford and Sons on Saturday. And then there's Pink to close the event on Sunday evening.
What about us? What about all the times you said you had the answers? What about us? What about all the broken happy ever afters? What about us? What about all the plans that ended in disaster? What about
Now, I do know that the tickets are sold out for a lot of the music gigs going on at the F1. If you can pick up tickets, they are from between 395 dirhams and go all the way up to 2,080 dirhams for the South Grandstand, which is a three-day ticket and covers everything.
Now, Brigitte Dagerstein from the Dubai Concert Committee is on the line. Brigitte, you organise classical music concerts in Dubai, and there's one on the way this weekend. What can we expect from it?
Yeah, you can expect two young, absolutely brilliant music giants, I would say. Two young musicians, a pianist, Nuran Mukumi, and Sara Domjanic. And both are 21, respectively 21 years, but have achieved incredible things already in their young career. Nuran played already with eight piano concerto from Mozart. He not only played the piano part, he already also directed it in the same time. And Sara won the Eurovision competition for young soloists at the age of 16. She represented Croatia and many, many more things. So the two of them will probably bring us a firework of classical music.
So, Brigitte, tell us the where and the when, please.
Yeah, the venue is the wonderful Royal Ballroom of the one and only Royal Mirage on Suffolk Road, and has fantastic acoustics, and it's a beautiful romantic setting. The concert starts 8 o'clock sharp at 8 o'clock. And tomorrow, Friday, the 24th, tickets can be purchased online, either through our webpage, dcc.ae, or directly on the platinum list. The event is called Wunderkinder. And they can also be purchased at the evening at the entrance, starting from 7 p.m. onwards, and the concert will end at 10 o'clock.
And what is the cost of the tickets, Brigitte?
The cost, they start with 250, 350, 450. Those are the three categories.
Little bit of classical music for you. It's not the only concert happening this weekend.
It isn't, yeah. There's a concert with a difference at the Red Theatre, which is tucked inside the Canadian University of Dubai. It's happening this Friday. Now, Ravan is the choir master, and here he is telling us about why he formed the choir.
So I started a special needs choir in May this year. We had our audition, and it's the first of its kind in the UAE, and it has been well received from the public. At the moment, we have 18 choir members with all different abilities and yet share the same passion for music. Me being a special needs educator, a music teacher, I also felt that this will be such an amazing project in the UAE.
It is an amazing project. Now, if you're keen to go along, here's an idea of what's going to be included in the program.
Tomorrow, we're fortunate enough to have the UAE Philharmonic Orchestra partner with us for this concert. So they will be playing Beethoven 5. The first half of the concert. And then we have students from Which School Advisor, which were in the final of the competition. So they will also come and perform as part of an inclusive music program. And at the end, the choir will perform 7 songs from Michael Jackson, Aladdin, the national anthem. And in fact, they sing a song in Zulu as well, African language.
Amazing. And this is a ticket freebie. It won't cost you a thing.
No, it won't. It's another ticket freebie. That is Friday wrapped up. We're going to get on to Saturday when we come back. There's so much going on Saturday. I think it's the busiest day this weekend. There's magic running, more live music. That's on the way.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.